You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Well, everyone, please welcome to our show an individual who's had more than 100 albums, 16 Billboard number one hits, and the list just keep going on and on. If I said Terry Lewis, you probably would be right. And Terry, I got to tell you, it is really odd for me to talk to you without Jam being at your side.
Well, there's a time for everything.
There is. You got to be. I was interested. I was talking with the late Jimmy Wright years ago, and he was saying that some of the hardest, most fulfilling work that he had ever done is when he was working at Flight Time Studios and he was working on the recording with Mariah Carey with Joe and 98 Degrees.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if it was hard, but it was definitely fulfilling.
What made it different? What made working with Mariah Carey, who you're working with again on Jam and Lewis Volume 1, what made it fulfilling, and how has she changed between now and then?
Well, one thing that's constant with Mariah is that she's a professional, one of the greatest songwriters that I've ever written a song with. And she's always a perfectionist. So you have to be definitely on your A game when you're working with Mariah.
She was saying that it's a great honor for her to participate in this once-in-a-lifetime album. When you and Jam were sitting down putting together and thinking about all the people that you wanted to put on the album, this Volume 1, did you think that it'd be as well-received as it is being now, just like many of your other hits have been?
Well, Freddie, I don't think we thought about it that way. What we did was try to create an album that we love with the artists that we love. I mean, this is a small fraction of the artists that we love, but we wanted to create an album that we love and hope everybody else agreed with us. So we'll see what happens.
Well, congratulations on He Don't Know Nothing About It, because it's in the top five on the national charts. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Well, actually, I heard today it went up into the top four, and it's been number five for like 11 weeks or something like that. I don't check the data too often, but I'm happy that everybody's receiving it well.
Are you amazed that you're still so relevant after all these years, 35 years of hit making?
I don't know, man. I don't think of relevance like that. It's like we just do what we love, man. And I always say an elephant is relevant in Africa. So being relevant is just, we're here and we're here to stay. So we love doing what we do, and we're going to continue doing what we do because we love it.
Everybody, we're talking with Terry Lewis, one-on-one with Terry and I this afternoon. And I'm thinking about what made Somewhat Love, what was special about this collaboration with you and Mariah, you, Jimmy, and Mariah?
Just the timing of it. The fact that it's on the Jam and Lewis Volume 1 album is amazing. I mean, which is a coming together of friends to create music that we love. And that's what makes it so significant for me. And Mariah's always been a good friend and, like I said, an amazing coworker. So it just makes it fun. I just love working with Mariah.
Well, and I also see that Till I Found You is made its way onto Volume 1 as well with the great Ann Nesby.
Absolutely. That was always going to be. That was the foundation of the whole album. That was the first single from the album. It was always intended to be that. And Sounds of Blackness is definitely a whole part of our history and will be a part of our future as well. So always got to have the great Ann Nesby and the Sounds of Blackness. And Gary Hines, thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
Everyone, Terry Lewis with us this afternoon. And we're talking about Volume 1. So you've got so many artists on Volume 1. What's next? I'm thinking there's a Volume 2 coming. Have you already started working on Volume 2?
Well, Freddie, I have to tell you, man, it's like Volume 2 is definitely on the way.
All right.
Thinking about it now, trying to conceive it, and then we will visualize it, and then when we go get it done, man. So it's definitely on the way.
You know, you mentioned Gary Hines, and I got to tell you this with the album Hold On. I said, Gary, I just got to be in the video. And he would laugh me off, and I said, come on, Gary, at least put me on the audio track. and he put me on the audio track. I couldn't believe it. So now I'm saying the same thing to you, Terry. You got to get me on the video. You got to get me on the audio some kind of way.
Okay, Freddie. Well, we'll see what we can do.
Spoken like a true producer. What would you like to say to the folks who just love your music for all these years and who were apparently just really snapping on to Face and Ann Nesby and all the great artists that you've been able to pull together?
There's only one thing that you can say. That's thank you. Thank you for loving the music. Thank you for supporting the vision and supporting Gemini for so long. I mean, we appreciate it and love you for it. And those who don't like the music, we love you too. But it's all good, man. It's all love. It's all fun. I'm just blessed to be able to do what I love to do every day. So, and actually to do it with people that I love as well.
That's incredible. I got to tell you this. I saw an interview with Herb Alpert, and he says, two of my best friends are Jam and Lewis. Celebrated his 81st birthday.
Get down, Herb. And we love Herb. See, when we met Herb, we made a bet with Herb. I have a $5 bill on my wall from Herb Alpert.
What was the bet?
Oh, just table tennis.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's the best $5 I've ever won.
It sounds like you mopped him up on the table.
We won't say that. I'm not going to tell all the secrets.
All right. So can you tell me, I mean, are you still playing the bass, or are you taking tracks from what you've done before? What goes into the production of Jam and Lewis Volume 1?
Well, I still play the bass, and I will always play the bass. Mm-hmm. But what goes into the Volume 1 production is just whatever it needs. Mm-hmm. Like I say, it's a collaboration with friends. A lot of these songs started in various iterations, some long ago, some recent, and everything in between. So we just try to create the music that we love for the artists that we love, and it's coming out amazing.
Wow. Final question. Who is the artist that you would most like to work with that you haven't had a chance to sit down in a session with so far?
Wow. You know, an artist that I would love to work with, and it's not just one, but the one that just comes to mind, you know, her would be one, but we've actually worked with her mm-hmm. in a roundabout way. But Janelle Monae would be one that I think would be fun, and I'd love to do that.
So why Janelle Monae? Why her?
Because I love her performance, and I think as an artist, a musician, she just needs a rocket ship to just take off and go to a height that we could never imagine.
Man, and that sounds like just pure magic. And when I think about Janelle Monae, I see James Brown, I see Morris Day, I see a lot of artists in her. What is it specifically that you see in Janelle Monae?
Well, I see a lot of Prince in her.
All right.
And so, you know, and I miss him so much. I just like that excitement. You know, and that's also what I love from her. She has a lot of Prince in her. Mm-hmm. She's a phenomenal musician, singer, writer, and performer. And she's only going to get better. So let's all support and pay attention.
We will.
School's in.
School is in. And I got to tell everybody, we recorded this conversation with Terry Lewis on the anniversary of Prince's 63rd birthday. What's one favorite memory that you have of Prince?
Man, this guy was an awesome, how should I say, mentor. A lot of lessons that I didn't know I was learning, he gave them to me. Mm. One was how to be the boss.
All right.
You never know what decisions happen for someone until you are that person having to make those decisions. So Prince kind of taught me a lot about that, making the tough decisions, doing things that are anti-popular, and getting people to buy into that scenario because it's best for everyone. One of the situations was in the Time second album cover. He shot the cover and did the cover with Morris on the cover. And so we saw that. And we came in and we was like, well, why aren't we on the cover? And he said, well, what's going to be more impactful? You walk into a record store and you see a little yellow man with freckles on his face, with his face twisted and looking at his watch, or five guys on an album cover. And he showed us the parallels. And then we had to admit that he was absolutely right. The What Time Is It album cover was stellar. You know, little yellow man with freckles in a gold lamé jacket is always going to trump five little guys on an album cover.
Is there a final thought that you'd like to leave with us?
You know, I would just like to say is everybody just study, you know, understand what your value is, and make sure that you do the things that you know are right. Have honor.
Honor is great. And we're honored to be with you today. Terry, thank you so much. Thank you for being with us on the Freddie Bell Show.
Oh, thank you, Freddie. Hope everything's all right, man. Keep Minneapolis tight.
Indeed.